Welcome back to Sleep Tight Magic Academy. I'm Dominique Proganoskis. Tonight we tiptoe into a favorite of mine, spells. Also known as incantations, conjurations, chants, charms, enchantments, jinxes, hexes, hoodoo, hocus pocus, or beguilements. Perhaps you can tell I love spells because I love words. And spells encompass some of the most spectacular words ever heard. Many believe spells are special because of the magical results they create. But to many enchantment enthusiasts, spells are special simply for their sound. Just listen to this one. Swirly curly frizzle, fortified by drizzle. Sounds nice, right? That's the spell I say to keep my hair looking luxuriously full of springy coils on rainy days. Common quirks of spells include rhyme and alliteration. Alliteration is when the same sound starts a series of words, or is perhaps peppered purposely in a piece of prose. Some say my natural rhythm of speech is reminiscent of each aspect of spells, as I adopt sounds and opt for apt words when available. I'll let Fogwaters and Teeny take it from here.
Salutations, my prodigious prestidigitators.
Where's Houtini?
Oh, Teeny asked to make a grand entrance today. Who hoots in feathered suits? With a clap and a tap and the sound of a flap, appear in a puff like a genie. You fine feathered fluff we call Teeny.
What a wonderful way to arrive, Teeny.
I'm the one who said the spell.
Yes, but Teeny was the one who wished through an infinite void to materialize before our eyes.
I suppose you have a point. Good job, Teeny.
Since you're already demonstrating spells, I'll step aside until my time returns. Farewell for now.
Let's begin with a brief history of spells and incantations. A magic spell is a set of words, which may be spoken, sung, or chanted to produce a magical effect on a person or object. The first known spells were stumbled upon by accident, and I mean stumbled quite literally. A wizard by the name of Serendipity Solstice tripped on another wizard's beard. As she fell to the ground, she shouted out in anger, "Bippity Beard, you're better off sheared." When she turned to see who had tripped her, she saw a beardless wizard rubbing his newly smoothed chin with a bewildered look on his face. The only explanation was that Serendipity's rhyming words had made the beard vanish. You're right, Teeny. That is technically an example of a curse, which is a subset of spells having an unwanted or malicious effect on others. Actually, for the first few hundred years after this, most spells were accidental curses caused by short-tempered wizards. You may have noticed the word bippity in Serendipity's original spell. That word has no meaning on its own, but can carry magic nonetheless. Other magic words have their root in gibberish. Hocus pocus, abracadabra, kazam, dag nabbit. It took a while, but we slowly developed an understanding of simple spells based on rigorous repetition of words. Indeed, birds had a better grasp of spells than humans did early on. The first birds discovered that if they sang the right melody, they could levitate. Over time, birds evolved so they could fly without magic. Yes, Houtini, we all know you're an exceptional elf owl. Show our students how you say a spell.
Ooh, whoa! Genie, put me down! We're not teaching levitation for several more lessons.
Moving right along. Over time, and after much trial and error, wizards began assembling long lists of spells and their outcomes. This became the first spell book. Today, there are spell books for many different subjects and focuses. Food preparation, cleaning, luck and fortune, even relaxation. You'll practice some of those with Director Proganoski's in a moment. I was just getting to that. As Teeny reminds us, despite there being thousands of officially recognized and documented spells, it is still possible to create your own spells. It takes some practice, but by using rhyme and alliteration, combined with a bit of wit and sometimes a few nonsense sounds, you can come up with your own unique spells. Try practicing it tomorrow during your free time. Speaking of time, it is our time to go. And I'll leave you with one last spell. Alaka Goof, make me go poof! My mistake. I thought that was the spell to disappear, but it's just the one for pranking people with a useless puff of smoke. Well, until next time, sleep tight.
Let's wind down with some spells. First, spells of affirmation followed by spells of relaxation. Affirmation spells are positive words you can say to boost your own confidence and appreciate what makes you special. Let's try some. I will say a few affirmation spells. After each spell, I will pause for a few moments, giving you a chance to repeat the spell yourself. With each one you say, you'll feel a positive feeling rising up inside you. First, close your eyes. Think about your magic spark glowing bright inside you. Now repeat these spells after me. Alakazam, I like who I am. I am good inside and full of pride. Ziggity zong, I'm brave, smart, and strong. From head to toe, good feelings grow. Flim flam flea, I'm glad to be me. Wonderful. I hope these affirmation incantations helped you feel incredible inside. Now we'll wind down this evening with a few relaxation spells. They will help you drift off into a gentle, restful slumber. To help these spells settle in and be most effective, I'll ask you to do a few things. Keep your eyes closed. Loosen up your body from head to toe. Relax and let your body sink into your bed. Imagine your magic spark glowing inside. Now breathe deep and slow. With each breath, your spark pulses and sends a feeling of warmth and relaxation through your bones. Breathe in and out. In and out. Continue that slow, deep breathing as I recite these spells. No need to repeat them. Just listen. I will repeat each one a few times to help lightly lull you into letting go. Hocus pocus, restful focus. Hocus pocus, restful focus. Worried thoughts, be ye dispelled. Fly far from whence this wizard dwells. Worried thoughts, be ye dispelled. Fly far from whence this wizard dwells. Moonlight's misty, gleaming beams beckon bright and pleasant dreams. Moonlight's misty, gleaming beams beckon bright and pleasant dreams. Rejuvenate, Ra's Mazi Kai. Restore, refresh, revivify. Rejuvenate, Ra's Mazi Kai. Restore, refresh, revivify. Soothing sleep, be so. Slumber soft and slow. Soothing sleep, be so. Slumber soft and slow. Continue breathing deep and slow as you drift to dreamland. I leave you with the final spell. May your spark glow bright as I bid you good night. Sleep deep and sleep tight.